Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. In the fight against the spread of the coronavirus, citizens must be prepared for further restrictions. In a telephone conference on Monday, the federal and state governments agreed, among other things, to close many retail stores. This is to further reduce the number of contacts between people in order to reduce the risk of infection. It's now up to the federal states to decide when they will implement this regulation. There is no information yet on the exact procedure of the Berlin Senate and the Brandenburg government. Everything that is important for the supply of citizens should remain open. According to this, customers can continue to shop normally at grocery stores, weekly markets, delivery services, beverage markets, pharmacies, medical supply stores, drug stores, gas stations, pet stores, and DIY stores. Banks and savings banks, post offices, hairdressers, laundrettes, and wholesalers are also not affected by the proposal. The German press agency quoted members of the federal government saying that this is not a so-called, quote, shutdown in which all shops would be closed. They might even be allowed to open on Sundays. There will be requirements for hygiene, access control, and avoiding queues, but they've not yet been defined in detail. In Italy, the country most severely affected by the coronavirus in Europe, only a few supermarket customers are allowed into a market at the same time in order to reduce the risk of infection. This has nothing to do with the range of goods on offer. The opening hours of restaurants are also to be shortened considerably. According to the federal government's proposal, they may open at 6 a.m. at the earliest and must close at 6 p.m. at the latest. The maximum number of guests who may stay in the restaurant at the same time is also to be regulated. Distance regulations already apply. In Berlin, there must be at least 1.5 meters of space between two tables. Many restaurants are posting signs on every second table to prevent guests from sitting there. Service providers and craftspeople are to be allowed to continue working. Tourism will also be drastically restricted by the new regulations. Tourist overnight stays in hotels and guest houses are no longer permitted, but business stays are still allowed. Meetings in churches, mosques, synagogues, and gatherings of other religious communities will also be banned, regardless of the number of participants. People are also no longer allowed to meet in sport and leisure clubs and all educational institutions such as adult education centers or music schools. Further restrictions include travel by coach is prohibited, playgrounds will be closed, and visits to hospitals, rehab clinics, and nursing homes are restricted. Only one person for a maximum of 1 hour per day, and children under 16 years of age and visitors with respiratory tract infections are not allowed to visit at all. The ban on overnight international flights at Berlin's Tegel Airport has been temporarily lifted due to the corona crisis. The Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection announced on Sunday evening the state of Berlin wants to ensure that holidaymakers can return home quickly. The suspension is effective immediately and for the time being up to and including March 22nd. This means that people returning home, especially those from Berlin, can land directly in the capital even on a delayed flight without any further stops, and thus without increased risk of infection on their return journey. Otherwise, airlines would have to switch to other airports where travelers would then have to find a bus or other transportation to Berlin. As announced by Education Senator Sandra Schieris Monday morning on RBB, in Berlin, the examinations for the Intermediate School Leaving Certificate, or the MSA, are postponed due to the spread of the coronavirus. According to the announcement, the central MSA examinations in German, mathematics, and first foreign language will not take place on April 21st as planned, but about 2.5 weeks later. Schieris justified the decision by saying that the school closures mean that lessons are now canceled, and having the exams the first day after the holiday would be to the disadvantage of the students. As of Monday, the upper schools in Berlin were closed, and from today on, all schools and daycare centers will be closed initially until the end of the Easter holidays. At the same time, there will be emergency care for children of parents with what are known as system-relevant occupations. These include doctors, nurses, and firefighters, for example. For the time when the schools remain closed, there are opportunities to learn from home. Shiris said that many educational assignments and lessons were developed over the past weekend. The senator thanked school directors and teachers and added that learning material will be available online, for example, on the platform Lernraum Berlin. Shiris said that even with the increasing numbers of users, the system would still function. Although the cycling infrastructure in Berlin has already improved in recent years, many cyclists continue to complain about the bad roads. According to the Senate Traffic Administration, new figures show that the expansion of bicycle paths in Berlin is not progressing as hoped for. According to these figures, the districts and the state of Berlin together had 4 million euros at their disposal last year for the construction of new bicycle paths and associated infrastructure such as cycle traffic lights. However, only around 1.87 million euros of this was spent. This corresponds to an investment ratio of just 47%. Calculated over the years 2017 to 2019, the expenditure of around 7 million euros from 14.7 million euros was not even half of the available budget. The picture is only slightly better for the maintenance and upkeep of existing paths. In 2019, the districts and the state of Berlin spent around 4.18 million euros to improve the cycling network with bollards, green surfacing, new markings, or other work. And in the same period, 6.3 million euros would have been available. Districts and Traffic Administration only called up two-thirds of the 17.7 million euros provided in the budget for the past 3 years. The districts themselves also handle the available funds in very different ways. Last year, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg invested a total of 386,000 euros in new bicycle paths. Reinickendorf, on the other hand, spent only 3,700 euros, and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf only 8,000. Between 2017 and 2019, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg invested a total of 1.62 million euros in new bike routes. Lichtenberg is already well behind in second place with the expenditure of around 530,000 euros, and at the bottom of the list is Reinickendorf, where only 51,000 euros were invested. In Spandau, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, the funds invested are also relatively modest, at 140, 160, and 170,000 euros, respectively. Berlin Regional Association of the Bicycle Club ADFC's spokesman remarked, quote, "The expenditures show how different the motivation is in the district offices to implement the mobility law and to promote cycling. Safe bicycle paths should not end at the district border, but should form a city-wide network. It's outrageous how some districts ignore the mobility law and sit idly by instead of taking into account the growing cycle traffic and creating the conditions to handle it safely." Overall, however, Berlin-wide investment in bicycle traffic is increasing. From 2018 to 2019, the funds spent rose by about 20% to 16 million euros. Compared to 2017, the increase is 130%. In the coming years, the funds are also expected to increase significantly. For the current year, the budget already provides for 33.6 million euros, and in 2021, it will be 34.7 million euros. It's unclear, however, whether the money will actually be spent, as in each of the last 2 years, about 30% of the funds remained. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.